Thanks, Andy. Alicia Dixon, welcome to Wave 105.
Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to see you.
Nice to see you too.
How are you?
Do you know what? I'm really good. I'm very happy, very excited, exhausted, but all for good reason.
I've been reading about you being sort of tired out with everything going on. Because you've got the work and the home life mixed together.
Yeah, yeah. It almost feels a bit rude to say I'm tired because I'm so lucky to be doing something that I love. And actually, the busy schedule is exactly what I wanted. But sleep deprivation is difficult. And any mother knows that if you don't get that full night's sleep, it's like you play catch up all day, don't you? And actually, if I can just bank 6 hours, then I can take on the world. So apart from that, everything is brilliant. And actually finding a nice balance between juggling sort of being at home with my daughter and being on the road and doing what I need to do.
What's your best cure for sleep deprivation? Have you got like a special one, or is it just a coffee?
My mum, who takes my daughter for the night and allows me to get a good night's sleep. And I don't drink coffee usually, but actually in the first 3 months after giving birth, I actually drank a lot of coffee. Psychologically, I just thought it was going to help, you know, keep me awake. So, but yeah, other than that, I'm just very lucky that I've got a good support system at home. And if I've got ridiculously early starts or late nights, then mum steps in and helps out.
How is little Azura? How's she doing?
She's good. She's just turned 19 months old. She's turning into a right little character. And she makes me laugh. Like, she's really funny. It's lovely seeing her little personality develop and actually watching her, I don't know, just be creative and musical already at such a young age. She plays the piano really well. She can sort of play the drums, not a real drum kit, but just, you know, things that you throw about that she can just bang. She plays it really well. She's like singing along to Adele.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm going to play you something, which I haven't played anyone. This is an exclusive. Right, so check this out.
Here we go.
Sitting on my doorstep.
Wow, that is amazing.
Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? Don't you just love Adele?
That is so cute.
I know. So yeah, wow. She's really picking up music quite quickly, which is amazing.
Following in mum's footsteps already at such a young age, which is pretty incredible.
Do you have children?
I don't have children.
You don't have children? No. Well, the weirdest thing for anyone that has children, when you look at your child and you can't believe that you've created this amazing little being, it's like the most surreal feeling in the world. Every day I'm like, I can't believe she's mine. It's just really bizarre. But
there's a pop star in the making there, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And she's got her mum as support as well to give her that coaching when she's older.
I know, but I don't want to be one of these like really pushy mums.
No.
I want to be exactly how my mum was, which was just very laid back, but always really supportive, really encouraging, always, you know, positive thinking. And my mum, she always said to me, you know, whatever you do in life, just make sure when you wake up every day, you love your job, you've got a smile on your face, and you're grateful for the opportunities that you get.
That's all there is to it.
And that really is. It's that simple for me, you know. And I think life is too short to waste it doing something that you're not passionate about. And so that is why I feel bad complaining about being tired, because I am very lucky to live out my passion.
Alicia, it's really nice to know that you still have your 2 feet firmly on the ground.
Well, with the heels.
Oh, wow, look at those.
They're not firmly flat, but they are on the ground. Now, these, I blame my boyfriend for these shoes. Okay. I'm currently holding my shoe up. I wanted to wear trainers today, and he was like, why don't you put on those really high yellow shoes? So, uncomfortable feet today.
He made you wear them.
He made me.
They look good, and they make you even taller than you are already. You tower over me today. I didn't notice as you walked in. I thought, gosh, she's a tall girl. You don't mind me saying.
So funny.
I mean, it's been just an amazing time for you because, you know, going back to the days of Mystique, back in the early days, where essentially you were on Britain's Got Talent with people looking at you.
In the Mystique days?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think we're in completely different times now, you know, in the music industry. And in the Mystique era, the way we broke through into the music industry was quite authentic, quite organic. It happened unexpectedly. We were sort of the underdogs, really. We never signed a major record deal. We didn't have lots of money thrown into us. We were just three girls that worked hard together for 4 years with no money, that had a dream, and fortunately created a song that created a buzz, and in turn had a lot of DJs supporting us and helping us to get our music out there. And I look back at those days so fondly because they were the beginning of everything. I will never forget, you know, the first time I heard my song on a radio and how important it was, how special it was, and what a momentous moment in my life that was, and a turning point in my life. And one thing I am grateful for is that 15 years later, when I heard The Way We Are come on the radio for the first time, I had those feelings back again. I was pacing up and down my front room with having heart palpitations.
I was about to say, the heart beating
hard. Yeah, felt so nervous, felt like a kid at Christmas again, and sort of gave thanks that, wow, I still feel this way. Like, I haven't become complacent with it. Like, it's still as important as it was back then. It's a different time and it's a different approach because of the experiences that I've had over the years. But essentially, that same sort of drive and love for it is still there.
I'm going to make you feel like that moment when Christmas came along, because I think this is a good time for me to play your new song.
Fabulous.
And then to talk about that. The Way We Are, out on the 21st of June.
Yes.
We'll chat some more about it after we've heard it. It's Alicia Dixon, my guest on Wave 105.